Amen. Let's give the wonderful choir a hand. Many of my friends, this great band of musicians over here, I'm so grateful for you all. I toil in the field with many of them at times. I want to also thank Pastor Myra for this opportunity to worship with you today. Let's give Pastor Myra a hand. She thought it not robber me to invite me. I won't be long, but I'm just getting my thanks out the way. And I wanna thank Reverend Seeley. She has been so gracious, so kind, and she's been leading. And she's amazing as well. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, I want to thank God. Now, I shouldn't have to tell you to clap for that. I want to thank God, the one who saved me, the one who made me. In him, I have my life and my being. I just want to take a moment to discuss this thought today on the living bread, the bread from heaven. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. You guys remember Wonder Bread? Yeah, many of you probably grew up on it like me, and you know, get you a good P&J sandwich, or you know, I don't know what you like, little turkey, you know, whatever the case may be. And Wonder Bread has been around for a while. Just even last year, they sold over 55 million loaves of bread. That's a lot of bread, y'all. Made their parent company over $300 million or something in profitability. And Wonder Bread, again, has been a brand that's been around. It's sustained through the years. But unfortunately, Wonder Bread has taken a hit. Lately, Wonder Bread is not as strong as it used to be in the marketplace. Well, that's because there are competing brands and there are competing diets that don't allow you to eat Wonder Bread. And so, you know, folks, I think it's much like today in the church. Jesus here is talking to the religious authorities about eating his flesh and his blood, and they think it's blasphemy, actually. And in the church today, we've grown up eating his body and his blood, but every year, for some reason, the church is in decline. Because there are competing voices and competing issues and other places in which people find what they believe is nourishment. But first thing I want to talk about before we get too deep into the scripture, and I won't be long, is the difference between a craving and being hungry. You see, a craving is, you know, it's pretty straight to the point. It's a specific thing you want, and it only lasts for a moment. You know, you might get a craving in the afternoon while you're at work for some chocolate. Or if you're like my father, it gets around 9 o'clock, and he craves that bowl of ice cream. Does anybody else get those cravings, or is it just him? I've heard that pregnant women can get some pretty interesting cravings as well. Is that true? Like the pickle and with like sugar on it or something? I don't know. These really weird cravings. But a craving is just something that you're seeking for the moment. It's very specific and but there's a difference between a craving and being hungry. Hungry. I know many of us, you know, like big Sunday meals, so hopefully I won't get you too hungry. But the difference between being hungry and having a craving, when you're hungry, you will eat what people put in front of you. You will eat, and hunger usually has something to do with needing nourishment and nutrients, nutrition. And Jesus here is saying to his folks, the religious authorities and his disciples, he's saying to all of us today, I come to feed your hunger. Not to feed your craving. See, too many of us, unfortunately, we crave Christ. As long as Christ is feeding us what we want to eat and feeding us what we want to have, then it's okay. We'll will take Christ. But the minute that Christ tries to feed our hunger, we don't really want to hear that. We don't want to know that. Christ is wondering, are you craving for Christ at times when it's convenient, as long as he's doing what you want him to do? Or are you hungry for holiness? Holiness without which no man shall what? See the Lord. Jesus here in this passage, yes, he's talking about his body and his blood, but he's also calling us to a spiritual hunger. A hunger for justice, a hunger for eternal life, a hunger to see about the poor, a hunger to get in our word, a hunger to pray, a hunger to be my neighbor and my brother's keeper. Are you hungry today for holiness and for Christ? Are you hungry? What have you been eating lately? What have you been feeding your spirit? I'm reminded as Jesus speaks to these religious authorities and he's calling us into eternal life with him. I'm reminded of a story when I was in seminary. Some people, you know, say seminary school. Some say cemetery school, right? But I'm reminded, my friend, one of my colleagues who went to seminary school with me, he told us this story, and I said, man, can I use that story? And he said, sure. So I like to share this story. His name is Patrick. When he was a child, you know, 7, 8 years old, his grandmother would pick him up every Sunday and take him to church. And so Patrick would get up and go to church with his grandmother. But, you know, he's a kid. He would get a little sleepy, and he would fall asleep in church. We don't have kids like that, do we? Or adults, anybody? But Patrick would fall asleep, and after every service, Grandma would drive him home. And Grandma would say, Patrick, what was service about today? And Patrick would fumble over his words, because he had fallen asleep. And before he could get anything out, his grandmother would say, it was about the tremendousness of God. And so Patrick said, okay, Grandma. Thank you, Grandma. Love you, Grandma. And then the next Sunday would come, Grandma would come and pick Patrick up. And Patrick, you know, is that 7:30 service at, you know, Dupsey over there. You know, it was real early. Patrick would go and he would fall asleep again. And at the end of the service, Grandma would drive him home and she would say, Patrick, do you know what service was about today? Patrick, he had fallen asleep again. And before he could get anything else, Grandma would say, it's about the tremendousness of God. So Patrick, you're getting what's going on here, right? Patrick was ready that next Sunday. He was ready. So he Grandma picked him up. Patrick had his pen and his paper. He was ready. Patrick stayed up the whole service. He caught the scriptures, the songs they sang. I'm a friend of God. Yep. Songs. So anyway, he got all the scriptures, all the prayers, all the songs, and the hallelujah. Yeah. So he was ready. So at the end of the service, Grandma's driving him home. Patrick, do you know what the service was about? And he said, yes, I do, Grandma. And he began to tell Grandma about everything that took place in the service. All the songs, the scriptures, the prayers. And he said, how did I do, Grandma? She said, well, it was about the tremendousness of God. What am I saying? Grandma knew that no matter what nourishment God put in front of her, no matter what song was being sung, no matter what prayer was being prayed, she was being nourished by eternal food, bread from heaven, and that we need to understand the same thing, that if we seek after holiness, if we seek after righteousness, if we seek after justice and equality, if we seek after the things that God is calling us to, that we too shall be nourished, and we too shall be nourished by the tremendousness of God. So I want you to ask yourself, these Jewish authorities, these religious leaders, these folks, they they were following Jesus. He had just fed them the 5,000 just before this. I don't think they were following Jesus because they were just hungry for more physical food, but I think they were hungry for spiritual food. What are you hungry for today? Don't just crave Christ when it's dependent on if he'll do it or not. Have a hunger for him. Have a thirst for Christ. At the table, we partake in his body and blood. Why? Because we are what we eat. We are what we eat. We are what we eat. And if we're going to be more like him, we need to eat his body and his blood. What are you hungry for? What are you thirsty for? The hymnologist says there's a fountain filled with blood from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners plunge beneath that and they lose all their guilty stains. God is calling us to eternal life. He's calling us for hunger for holiness. He's calling us to walk in him and to be more like him. What will you eat today? What are you eating? What will you hunger after? Will you hunger after eternal life, or will you hunger for just a few things? Will you hunger after that wonder bread? That even though the world tries to take a hit at the bread, that it still has power, that his blood still has power. What can wash away the sins, my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So I invite you today, are you hungry for that wonder bread? So we thank God today, and we ask that you don't just have a craving, but hunger after holiness and hunger after God. To God be the glory for the great things he has done. Amen.